But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Clint, I'll kick it off. You know that I believe in our predictions. You know I believe that the Texans will win. I guaranteed it on Tuesday. I have the Texans winning, and I have them winning behind their defense. I think this is another situation where D'Amico Ryans has some time to develop a big-time game plan defensively, and I think he has weapons, and I don't think the Chargers have enough weapons that can slow him down from doing things that he wants to do. I think the front seven is going to be dominant, and they're going to suffocate this game, and CJ and the offense will do enough with some help, I think, with at least a turnover that helps him to score some points. I think it's low scoring. I got the Texans winning this game behind their defense, very similar to the Bills game, very similar to the Dolphins game, actually more like it. 23-16, got it, 23-16. I'm going with the Texans getting a dub tomorrow and getting ready to get to the divisional round. What you got in this game? What's your prediction in this game?
Well, it's easy for me, man. The Texans are 1-5 against playoff teams this season. That one playoff team they beat was Buffalo, who was half cocked at the time and didn't have Amari Cooper, and so that gives me zero confidence. Then you look at C.J. Stroud's numbers, which were blasted all over the screen up there earlier. C.J. Stroud's numbers against winning football teams this year were awful, and this is a winning football team. So, look, I think this is all about the Texans. If the good version of C.J. Stroud shows up, I think the Texans can very easily win this game. I have very little confidence that the good version of the Texans offense is going to show up and they're going to be able to do things at a playoff caliber level. So I'm going Chargers, and I'm going 24-13.
24-13. You think 24-13. They keep them down, huh? All right, I've got the Texans 23-16. Clint has the Chargers 24-13. Tyler, bring it home. What's your prediction for this game coming up on Saturday?
Well, funny enough, you hit the nail on the head, man. Double-digit win for the Houston Texans. I had this prediction. I had it mapped out before you ever said that. It isn't 20 points, but the Texans are going to win this wild card game against the Chargers 27-17. And this is going to be a landmark game for D'Amico and his defense. If people around the NFL did not know about the Houston Texan defense, they will know after tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get this the bad stench of these primetime games out the way. These primetime games have been a little rough. Detroit, the Jets, the Baltimore game, the Kansas City game. Let's kind of see if that shifts a bit.
I wish you'd brought them primetime games up when I was making my point.
I can help both points. I could have gone with you. Hey, the Broncos are the only winning team that they've beat. The Chargers. So, appreciate everybody hanging in with us. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy the playoffs and Texas and Ohio State tonight as well. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Your boy Tyler is really embracing the beanie on the back of the head thing, man. He is embracing it.
T, it's really a good fit for you, man.
It really
does. You're a night owl. You're a night owl. You're a late sleeper. You may be a little bit of a smoker, a little bit of a toker.
Never.
You drink the spirits, man. I mean, the thinner build with the slight sag going on every time you wear britches.
I know what you're doing, Clint. You want to start the show like this on a football Friday? Uh-oh.
First off, you ain't putting me in a box. I can go do whatever the hell I want.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.